Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
It's a topic we, it's always important to revisit, and that is being safe on the internet for everybody, but in particular, if you have kids. I know it's something you worry about. Your kids have to go online. Sometimes they have to do it for school. They have schoolwork that's done online.
You're so good. They have to go online.
They have to go online for schoolwork.
They hate it, but they'll do it if they have to.
But it's the internet can be a dangerous place, and people can get information from you or your kids, without them really knowing it.
Well, in the case that I'm thinking of, I'm just thinking about what kids should be aware of when they are out there.
Right.
Because most kids are very tech savvy these
days.
And that has a way of sort of making us feel omnipotent or invincible, right? Mm-hmm. And so we give up our date of birth, our email address, and just before you even get the information, you're filling out the form. Oh, you'll need your name, your email, your phone number.
Yep.
And then finally it comes back with, oh, now we need more information. And they've already got it at that point.
And you have something specific here that has targeted kids.
Yeah, I do. So there is a company called Prime Sites Incorporated doing business as Explore Talent. This might be important to you if you know any talented kids,
okay,
or if you are a talented kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine that you're looking for the next casting call or the next upcoming audition. You know, it used to be that you hired an agent, you went into their office, you auditioned, they mm-hmm. knew some people and they networked. Today you go on the internet and you look for upcoming auditions and for casting calls, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of companies out there that will offer to help you. And this one in particular, allegedly, for about 100,000 children, collected a bunch of information from them mm-hmm. without parental consent, even under the age of 13, which violates the COPPA rules, which is the Children's Online Protection, Children's Online Protection,
Agency?
No, Privacy Protection
Privacy
Act.
Privacy Protection Act.
I knew I'd get that sooner or later. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, which says that they have to have certain guidelines to protect the information,
mm-hmm.
And they can't collect it without explicit permission from the parents, verifiable permission from the parents.
Okay.
And in this case, it seems that wasn't the case, at least allegedly. They also were stated as misrepresenting some of the benefits, such as they said, look, you can open up an account for free, but you can only gain access to possible job opportunities if you upgrade to our pro membership,
sure,
which was $39.95 a month.
Right.
Now, in one case that was reported, someone was called by a telemarketer, explained that they were up for the next speaking role in this movie,
mm-hmm.
that the casting director wanted them specifically. They could only get this job if they gave the information for their pro package, which was $39.95 a month. And when the person was wise enough to call the actual casting director, they learned that, in fact, no. They not only weren't interested in hiring them, they weren't working with this company called Explore Talent
right.
at all.
So they totally made it up.
Yeah, and that all the positions had been filled.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know more about this specific case, you can go to FTC.gov. It's hot in the news today on there. But also, I wanted to talk to you about how to protect your kids and to educate them and their friends about what to do on the internet, how to make sure their information is safe, what their rights are, when things look good and when they don't,
mm-hmm.
So that they can stay safe. And this information is all free. You can go to FTC.gov or consumer.ftc.gov. You're looking for something called NetCetera, two words, N-E-T space C-E-T-E-R-A.
NetCetera.
There's all kinds of free stuff. There's a free PowerPoint presentation. There are booklets that you can hand out,
mm-hmm.
and it's all free. So if you're a parent, a teacher, another kid, somebody who knows something about this,
mm-hmm.
You just want to be, in the know about what to do on the internet, this is the place to go to check it out. And we will also have all this information available to people for free. It kind of goes in line with what we're talking about student debt, which is our next, the next real hurdle with Hug Your Student Debt.
Right.
That we care about kids of all ages. And this is all the way up through college and anybody else that was looking for the next casting call.
All right.
I just think it's awful, right? You're thinking you got this great job.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible.
Yeah.
The lowest of the low.
Going after the kids.
Yeah.
And it's important information. So great to bring that to the airwaves. And again, like you said, if people have questions, they can always reach out to you. You're willing to talk about any segment here on the show.
Absolutely. They can reach us at 413-774-5555. or on the web at powerdowndebt.com, and fairly soon at hugyourstudentdebt.org.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram, the Money Doctor, Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Nick.